A report from the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau last week revealed a number of problems with WEDEC, including its failure to adequately track loans and its approval of tax breaks for unqualified companies. At Wednesday's board meeting, members of WEDEC described steps being taken to address the issues, including new procedures for evaluating and tracking loans. Governor Walker says he'll meet with members of the Audit Bureau in the next 2 weeks in an effort to fix problems the audit revealed. He says although WEDEC has had missteps, it also is doing good work.
Obviously, frustration in a lot of regards. On one hand, repeatedly I hear from regional and local economic development specialists and from job creators that they like the work that the frontline staff at WDC is doing. They think it's been very effective. They get in many ways measurably much more responsive than they got from the Department of Commerce in the past, so there's some real strengths there.
Walker says looking back, he might have done a couple things differently when he created WEDEC to replace the Department of Commerce. For instance, he says he could have delayed the agency's opening by 1 year, but was afraid a holdup would have caused job creation to suffer. Meanwhile, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee plans to move ahead today with a vote on WEDEC's 2-year, $75 million budget. A co-chair of the committee says the panel will not approve an increase until WEDEC puts reforms into place. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.